Baby Universe in 5 Years Written by Takanori Igarashi Volume 10 Customer Service Despite the hustle and bustle of Tokyo Station below, the Baby Universe headquarters were located high up enough on the 28th floor to escape the noise. If it were a normal day, the skilled workers of the head office development department would have been on their way home, but today many of them remained behind. For some reason, tonight there was an oppressive atmosphere in the office. I deeply apologize for the inconvenience. Our explanation was inadequate. Bowing down to the point where it seemed as though his head would knock his coffee off the table was Kinoshita. He had the best track record of all of the 14 members of the development department. Bowing alongside him was Manager Endo, his supervisor. Sitting on a leather sofa was a client, an elderly gentleman wearing an expensive-looking wool suit. He seemed gentle on first glance, but had a sharp look on his face. Next to him stood two tall, strong men in black suits, looking like soldiers at ease. Their presence alone would have been enough for a cold sweat to form on Kinoshita's forehead. After listening to Kinoshita's explanation quietly, the man suddenly spoke.
You said you're called Kinoshita?
Yes, sir.
We had great confidence in you and entrusted you with our confidential secrets. On top of that, we wanted to work with you in the development of our new business system.
The gentleman continued slowly, adding emphasis to his words.
After all this, you suddenly just decline before we sign the contract?
His gentle expression did not change, however his voice had gotten deeper.
If I remember correctly, your company policy is to accept all development proposals within the realms of possibility. Is this not your company policy?
Endo decided that Kinoshita couldn't handle the situation and stood up, replying calmly while looking the elderly gentleman in the eye.
Yes, it's correct that our company policy is to take on any development project that benefits our customers.
This time, the man strengthened his tone and turned to Endo.
So then why? What's with this last-minute cancellation? Are you insinuating that our company goes against public orders or morals?
Still keeping his calm, Endo replied.
No, of course not. The coupon system itself is not a problem. However, companies that will use the system are in the online slot and card game industry, and we cannot rule out the possibility that they'll be used for illegal activities.
We should have realized this in an earlier time, and we're deeply sorry for not doing so. Manager Endo, who was often mistaken as being younger than his son, continued looking at the elderly gentleman and saw his expression change.
I get it. You might just be right, Endo.
It's also an error on our part that we didn't foresee that. The elderly gentleman stood up and turned towards his strong guards before declaring,
We're going home, boys.
Thank you for your understanding. I will see to it that something like this does not happen again.
Bending his body 90 degrees, Manager Endo lowered his head once more in front of the elevators. Kinoshita, who seemed to be copying Endo's actions, was shaking slightly.
Endo, I won't say anything about what happened today, but will you please visit our company sometime? And tell your president to come sometime too.
Without changing his bowing position, Endo raised his head and replied,
Yes, I'd love to visit, and I'll let the president know right away.
For a while after the elevator doors closed, the two remained in that position. Kinoshita kept looking over to see when to stand up. He thought to himself,
Wow, Baby Universe's business operations are so awesome.